June 21st, 2025. Welcome to This Week in Waukesha, the podcast series. And this is podcast two on this beautiful hot Saturday. I understand it's hotter down here in Illinois where I am, where it's up in Waukesha. And, I'm joined again by the Honorable Sean Riley, three-term mayor of our beloved city of Waukesha. And yeah, how's the weather there today, Sean, if I can ask?
Warm, but there's a good breeze. The heat's going to build through today.
Right.
It's supposed to get into the 90s. What's interesting, though, is what I've been reading or seeing on the news is the lakefront is going to be as hot or hotter than here.
Isn't that something?
The wind's coming from the west and not coming off the lake at all, is my understanding.
That's something. So, well, as promised, you know, we wanted to, as you know, I believe it was a couple of years ago, Mayor Riley had announced that he's not seeking a fourth term as our mayor after three terms, and it'll be 12 years at the end of spring 2026 when his term is up. But, you know, there's been a lot of watershed moments that you've stewarded over, and obviously the most significant one is the historic transformation of our water system to Lake Michigan water. And was it as hard as you know, what was written down, what was published in terms of that whole process?
Well, getting the approval from the compact was difficult. I mean, it was a lot of pushing out information, the science of why we needed a different water supply and why Lake Michigan was the best choice. Actually, the more difficult part was like the design, the approvals, and constructing the water mains and the pump station, which I didn't. That was a surprise to me. Sure. You know, Dan Dukniak and I pretty much worked on that. Dan worked on it full time for sure.
Yeah.
The amount of time that I was spending on it was significant, and it was actually very exciting too. But and it meant going to DC and trying to get whatever type of funding we could from the federal government, which we were pretty successful. We got, so everyone knows, we got what's called WIFIA, WIFIA financing, and that $126 million, I believe, at 1.6% interest for 30 years, for 40 years, which is, you know, that's getting close to almost free money that you can use for 40 years. And obviously we have to pay it back, but it sure as beats paying 4% interest, where the interest payment for the first, well, normally it's also 20 years. So the nice thing about this is, you know, in 40 years, that loan will be paid off, but you'll have all those people between, you know, 2023 and 2063 paying for the water system, because they're going to benefit from it too. So we spread it out, and that obviously lessens the cost now.
Yeah, that's great. And in terms of the implementation though, I mean, there were very few hiccups that I could recall.
The number of hits on that, we had that map that showed where the water was.
Yeah.
It was kind of, we were all amazed. I mean, it was getting, I'm like, 10, let's say 10,000 hits, you know, an hour or something, which,
oh yeah, that was fun.
More than the people, there's only 20,000 rape people, with people who have, you know, water.
Right. Yeah. So for those of you listening, if you don't, what the mayor is referring to was that the city had this interactive map showing like when the Lake Michigan water was accessible based on like the air, where you were in the city. On
when
the
it
map,
would reach your house. When it would reach your house.
Yes. And so it was really fun to watch that progress, watch that that development. So that was something. What would you say, what are some of the other, I guess, accomplishments that you're proudest of during your tenure that you want people to remember? Or
Well, new City Hall.
Obviously. New City Hall, yep.
That was something that they studied it for 12 years before the Common Council studied it for 12 years. They kept on. And I remember, I can say I got a little perturbed when it's like, well, let's do a study, and it's like, here's the history, we've studied this over and over again,
right?
We don't need to study it again. Common Council needs to make a decision whether to remodel the old building, build a new building, because we only had one boiler out of three, and there was no way to fix the boy. If that one boiler that was left, if that went down, you wouldn't be able to fix it. There wouldn't be heat in the building because none of the parts were even made anymore. I mean, sure. Yes, you could have something custom built for it to replace it. The roof was leaking into the computer rooms where all our big computers were stored. And we had jury rigged a camera so that our IT director could watch it during any time it rained to figure out whether he needed to go over there and start using shop vacs and cleaning up water. Our plumbing pipes had, I'm sure they were sized big enough to begin with, but after 60 years, they had continually shrunken in size, meaning there's buildup inside of them. This is somewhat gross, I guess, but I'm like, why do we use like the crappiest toilet paper there is? And I was told, well, it's because it's the only toilet paper that can make it through our plumbing system.
Oh, okay.
So, the electrical was terrible. It was all concrete, so you couldn't even move. If you needed to bring in electrical, you couldn't. Because it had to be run through the walls, and you drill. I mean, all you could do is drill holes through the walls, and that meant shutting everything down. So, Common Council made a good decision. I'm glad that, but it had to be done. We have a beautiful city hall. City hall says a lot about a community.
Yeah,
And you know, it's something I think the city can be very proud of. It's a great building. Some of the other things, though, is this is kind of, people don't think about this or. They don't know about it, except if it was the stormwater. We did a lot of work on stormwater over the last 10 years. Mm-hmm. We have a plan, a study that was done like 14, 15 years ago. This, because there were some places that flooded pretty badly in Waukesha.
Yeah.
Here North High School, which has just been taken care of. The corner of East and Sunset. Mm. Get 4 feet of water in the intersection there.
That's with
really heavy rains, and we built through TIF financing, we built a stormwater control facility underneath the parking lot of the Kmart.
Don't the tracks go through that near that intersection, if I remember correctly, or did I have that wrong?
No, the railroad tracks don't go through there. That's down on East Avenue in Wisconsin.
Yeah. Okay.
So this is Sunset in East Avenue.
Yeah. Okay.
But there's been many other stormwater control projects that have been completed. Downtown, has an all new streetscape. Sewer wise, for sanitary sewer, we've built, we've deepened some of our mains so that we got rid of pump stations. And that's something, you don't think about, but that's a big expense to manage pump stations because it is, running machinery 24/7 and needing people to go out and check on them. And if they don't work, you have major problems. It's sewage backups.
Sure.
So those, we have a new fire station. We have a remodeled police station. Mm-hmm. I see us in a situation where we don't have a whole lot of things that we need to fix now, except continually to work on roads. That doesn't end. You have to, roads only have a certain life in them anyways. Roads are always going to need to be worked on.
It's the summer of 164 this year.
Yeah. Well, that's not us. That's a state.
Okay. I'm glad you mentioned that.
The word we're going to pass right now on Barstow is Wisconsin Electric. It's not us.
I thought that's right. Yeah. I had a feeling. Yeah.
But it is, everyone looks at it as the same. I mean, it's a problem getting around, but if you don't do it, you get a lot of complaints and rightfully so about the condition of the roads. And then I think, one of the things I'm really proud of is, I'm just really proud of our community in the response to the parade tragedy.
Yeah.
The community just came out and supported each other and unfortunately, I've done a lot of, I've actually spoken to in Minnesota, I gave a presentation on, how to respond from the political perspective to mass of violence events and stuff like that. And Waukesha, they stepped up and did it right. There's people, obviously they're still hurting now, but it can be so much worse if you don't get the whole community to support the people that were impacted the most, and mental health.
Right.
Provide that as much as you can.
Yes, absolutely. Big proponent of that. Yeah. You know, and the parade it's still hard to talk about. But you know, and you mentioned downtown earlier, I think as it related to the stormwater, and you know, a lot of the downtown revitalization that took place during your tenure, you know, can you take some responsibility for that, or was that just good fortune having an active
community? Being very transparent, I mean, the plan was in place before I was elected. The work was done while I was mayor. And we had to have outreach to the areas that were being most affected. And our engineering department, public works department, now really, I think they're really, really good at telling people here's what's going to happen, and also letting them know. I mean, if you have a construction project in your neighborhood, that's City of Waukesha, go to our website, sign up for, you'll get a weekly email from the engineer that's working on the project.
Oh, wow.
Tell you what's happening,
and
what's to be expected. Or they'll send out an email if, like, you can't pull into the street because they're laying the asphalt that day. And they'll provide, like, alternative parking areas and no tickets for parking on the street overnight and stuff like that. We've learned a lot. Downtown, greatly impacted our downtown. And, you know, during the construction, it was really, really rough for all those businesses. Not all of them made it through, but most of them did. And now I think, our downtown is something to be really, really proud of. I've had other mayors come into the city and go, holy cow, you know, this is very, the vitality down here is amazing.
The architecture is beautiful, the historic architecture.
Yeah, and the width of the sidewalks, I immediately noticed that. And the bump outs where you can have, people on with tables and serving, you know, the restaurants can serve people out there. That creates a lot of vitality.
Well, and I think another important development, I saw Alicia Halvenslave, and she came to, I was involved in the 110th birthday party for Les Paul at Hannon's on.
I couldn't make it that night.
Oh, let's see, that's a great. Well, we're going to try to do it every year and make it something bigger. But Alicia Halvenslave.
Every year?
What's that?
The 110th every year?
Yeah. Yeah. I just had a birthday, and it was like, we called it one of my friends called it the 29th anniversary of my 29th birthday. So,
there you go.
You know, the annual birthday party. But Alder Alicia Halvenslave was there, and she was a little late because she was at an O&L, ordinance and licensing meeting. And, I hear some great things that we're moving forward on the designated downtown as an entertainment district.
Mm-hmm. That would be for the footprint of downtown, but also Williamson Street would also be added.
That's right. She mentioned that. Yeah, over by where La Estacion is and
Club 400.
So I think
there's one other.
Another district in there?
Well, it would be that area, yes.
Oh, yeah. There's a woman's and Club 400 and El Estacion. And and it's a great, that's another great, you know, kind of business district, if you will, that has a lot of promise. But the idea with the entertainment district, as I understand it correctly, is when you do events that you can have open alcohol on the street. Not that we want to make it into one big mosh pit or a difficult situation for the police, but that events like Friday Night Live that are very, very well managed and I think security is very strong, that it gives the guests that extra option to.
So you can have open intoxicants in the street, which is, if this is approved, which I think it will be, but you can't walk out of the bar. It has to have a seal on it that tamper resistant seal, and it's state law.
Yeah, so, which I think is fine. Yeah.
I'm saying it because people are going to be like, this is stupid. Don't do that. Don't put that tamper, put the tamper.
There's nothing you can do. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, this is a way otherwise you can't do it.
Yeah. So. But it's like I said a while back, cause we'd had this conversation when I was on the council, that I would pay even an inflated fee, like let's say $100 to have a special cup, or in this case, the seal that would allow you to do that. And if those revenues went to the Downtown Business Association or whatever, that, just to pay for that extra entertainment component. So I could go outside and I could like see live music or watch some of the art shows that Dan puts on from the sign shop or.
So my understanding, I mean, this, these cups are already out there. It's a disposable cup. It's just right. Like what goes on the top of it. It's like a sticker that like seals.
Yeah. It says you're legit.
Wine, it's a little like,
So
cap on it and stuff like that.
Yeah, but it's exciting as downtown continues to grow, and I think even I'm hopeful that the actual footprint can expand, so that there's more restaurants and I guess entertainment venues.
Yeah, it's expensive for the city, for police, fire, public works to to do that. I mean, yeah. So I'm that would be a discussion that has to happen, and it's not, the goal isn't to stop events, but as I say, it's cheaper to do something in the street than it is in the park.
Yes,
an event, you can do an event in the street cheaper than you can in the park, and that's turned around backward. That's backwards.
Okay, got it. So Max has given me the 4-minute warning, so I guess a good time to jump in. Like, what we mentioned some of the big accomplishments that you're proud of and that took place during your administration. What did we miss, or what would you want people to know?
We didn't say it's the anniversary. It's the 9th anniversary of compact approval for Waukesha to get water. So today is the day 9 years ago. Okay. Were you down there? Were you in Chicago then? If you were,
No, I was living in Waukesha. I've been in Waukesha for 13 years now, but
you weren't an older person then.
I was not. I was from 19 to 22.
Okay. That was historic. I mean, I still get phone calls from reporters that are writing something similar. In fact, Chicago's going to be selling water out into the West. They say that project is $2 billion to pay for it. It's not mileage wise. It's not a whole lot bigger, and they don't have to put a pipe going back to the lake. They can just put it into their river and it goes down into the Mississippi. In June 21st, 2016 was the day that the Compact Council approved Waukesha getting water from the Great Lakes. So that's big.
That's huge. The first non-coastal city to get that designation, correct? Or that?
Yeah, under the compact. So other communities had it because it predated the compact that are outside the basin. Pretty much all of Chicago is outside the basin. It's only a couple blocks right on the lakefront in Chicago that's in the basin. The rest of it's outside of it. So that's the biggest diversion, and it's like billions and billions of gallons a day that is diverted out of Lake Michigan.
Sure. Yeah, I worked for an agency that one of their accounts was as a marketing firm. That one of their accounts was the Department of Water.
Chicago?
Yeah. And they put together a very successful annual report that became a model for other cities, because when that became required, other cities like Cleveland and Detroit, the help desks were getting overwhelmed because they were just sending out postcards and people would see all the different chemicals, the alkalines, the metals, and they'd call it a panic. And the agency I worked for put together this beautiful piece that showed the history of water in Chicago and the technologies. And so when you finally got to the listing of what's in the water in the back, people had they understood what it was all about, and it was
understood why the chemicals were needed to be added and stuff like that.
It's
called in Wisconsin, it's called a confidence report.
Okay,
it's required to be sent out by all water utilities.
Sure, but it's I might have a sample of that. If I do, I'll have to show you, because I think you'd really appreciate it. Some really great history.
Okay, so, nice.
Yeah, so I want to thank you again for finally getting together. It's been too long, and I have a bunch of other questions for you, but I guess we'll have to do that over a couple of adult beverages one of these days.
Done that once or twice.
There you go. Yeah. Thanks again for being our guest today. Thanks also for your service to our city and our people. Yeah. And I look forward
to it. Not done yet.
Well, I was going to say, you still got about, 9 months now? Or are you counting?
I think 10 months.
10 months. Oh, that's great. So, then we'll have to work on getting you back on soon. And we got to get Tony Brown on soon. I'd love to learn about how all the good things he's doing. And
yeah.
So,
and that's the other thing is, I mean, and you know this, but a lot of people don't really understand it. A city administrator does a budget, prepares a budget, presents it to the common council. the common council approves it. It's the mayor is my only real authority. I mean, I can try to convince people to do something different, but I don't have jurisdiction or authority to change it. My only real authority is to veto it. And I've never vetoed the budget because it's always been adopted. You know, if there's one or two, only one or two would not vote for it. And that's the will of the common council. And that's what alders are elected to do.
As I was told, that process was seamless compared to what it used to be, where you know, because I was in finance committee for a while, and that was usually an all-night affair before.
Yeah, it would last for hours and hours, and they would argue about the $15,000 items as opposed to the $15 million item.
Yes, so, well, terrific. Well, Mayor Sean Riley, thanks again. Enjoy this beautiful day, and we look forward to having you on at least once or twice before you you finally depart your post, and have a great summer too. I look forward to maybe trying some of your barbecue at one of these city events.
I'm doing one for the employees at a Brewer game.
Very fun. Oh, that's terrific. Sounds great. Well, I want to again thank Mayor Riley. I want to thank my wonderful producer Max. I want to thank all of you for tuning in, and please remember, especially as the temperatures rise, that safety is everybody's responsibility. Good mental health is everybody's right, and thanks to all of you for all you do for Waukesha. Go Ramila Mahagav Galer, and see ya!